This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. It looks like those dinnertime interruptions from telephone salespeople could continue for a while, even for those on a national do not call list. More than 50 million Americans have been looking forward to October 1st, the day the registry was to take effect. Today, a federal judge has rejected the do not call list. The court ruled the list was never specifically authorized by Congress. More from NPR's Larry Abramson.
Telemarketers have raised some lofty arguments in their efforts to kill this list. They've warned that 2 million hardworking telemarketers might lose their jobs, that the registry tramples on the free speech rights of the small businesses that depend on direct sales. But today's ruling by an Oklahoma federal judge was a little more mundane than that. Tim Searcy of the American Teleservices Association reads it this way.
The judge concluded, as we did, as well as the Direct Marketing Association concluded, that the Federal Trade Commission did not have the statutory authority to create a do-not-call list. So therefore, they said that they cannot implement, or more importantly, enforce a do-not-call list that was incorrectly created.
The judge said that Congress only gave the Federal Trade Commission the authority to stop calls that abuse a consumer's right to privacy. Judge Lee West said Congress made no explicit mention of a do-not-call list. Attorney Robert Korn Revere has argued against the list. He says the judge backed the industry's views that there are less aggressive ways of stopping unwanted calls.
What we found in looking at the record before both agencies is that there is a high degree of unawareness that people already had options under the law. People simply didn't know that they had a choice to tell anyone who called them to put them on their do not call list, rather than looking for some giant federal database.
The industry says the ruling backs its argument that consumers can get the same relief from voluntary industry lists, such as the do not call list maintained for years by the Direct Marketing Association. But supporters of the list say the ruling is just a bump in the road. The Federal Trade Commission, which is implementing the list, issued a statement saying this ruling is incorrect, and the agency asked for a temporary stay of the judge's order while it appeals the case. Chris Hufnagel of the Electronic Privacy Information Center says the agencies that created the list will find a way to save it.
The Direct Marketing Association today won on a technicality. The court decided that the Federal Trade Commission did not have authority to create the Do Not Call list, but the Federal Communications Commission has made such a regulation, and it's likely that that regulation would be upheld in court.
The judge said the Federal Communications Commission does have clear authority to create a do-not-call list, but earlier this year, the FCC handed its registry over to the Federal Trade Commission to administer as one big list. That seemed simpler to manage, but may have helped create this legal tangle just days before the list was to go into effect. Congress is already promising quick relief for a program that everyone but the telemarketers seem to love with a passion. House Commerce Committee Chairman Billy Tozan said Americans showed how they feel by signing up in droves to have unwanted calls blocked.
To have a court strike it down and not to repair that damage and put it in place immediately would be a travesty. We're going to do that. We're going to correct that in the only way we can in a legislative session, and that is to give them that authority.
Tozan promised to do that within days, if possible, but telemarketers are hoping this is only the beginning of the end for the list. They filed other suits, saying the Do Not Call list violates their free speech rights. They're hoping those constitutional challenges will finish what the Oklahoma ruling has only started. Larry Abramson, NPR News.